law is correct. If we want to do that, then you change the rule. But if you
who decides?
As the rule stands
right now,
it's this
panel. Well, we of five men who decide.
We do that every single day in our country. I mean, you know, the people upstairs decide whether or not
but
we.
But if we say vagina 50 times on this show, is that going to get
that's
us?
That's a hard time. It may.
Phil's face is going, please don't do it. Because you don't know. Somebody might find that disgusting.
And let's also pay attention to the fact that that panel is made up of five people, three Republicans, two Democrats. The voting was unanimous on that law. So it's across
the board. Wait a second.
Unanimous, though, is the idea that I'm talking about.
It's across the board.
Well, I just think that, you know, that it's this, on the left, they have their issues. On the right, they have their issues. On the right, they say Roe v. Wade opened the door for bad kinds of abortion laws and partial birth and infanticide. Gay marriage is going to open the way for the marriage between a goat and a man. Okay? That's their position.
Well,
that. Or a fat chicken and a man.
And there's some validity.
I say that on the left, you have a slippery slope also.
Of what? Anal talk?
Well, if you start to censor speech, you will, and start to penalize people for being vulgar, then other people will not be able to speak, including us. And Clear Channel did not stand behind.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't. They could have. They could have at least appealed this, and they did not.
And they did not. They threw the towel in right away.
Why should they spend more money?
Exactly.
Well, because they
should. Because there's a bigger principle.
That's a bigger principle. That's why.
You know, the people in the business worked towards principle. When have, I mean, honestly.
The principle of the First Amendment, your job.
Yeah, we all should be working on the principle.
Do not expect me to sit here and to be protected. Because I am Chinese today. I sit by the bank of the river and wait for the body of my enemy to float by.
No, but if it was anybody but your enemy. If it's any, but sorry, if it was anybody but Howard.
Tomorrow it might not be your enemy.
I don't care about him at all.
You know what? Freedom of speech does not enable people to say.
You know what? You know why it's emotional? When somebody is that vicious and that nasty to you on a regular basis, I cannot be the Christian fun person that I am. I don't care if they take him off and the vultures eat his body, okay?
Oh,
thank
boy.
You.
That wasn't Christian.
No.
I admitted it.
You know what? It's not even about that, though. It's just about the fact that we're talking about...
What does she call herself, a Christian?
You know what's funny? It's easy to be a Christian when everybody loves you.
Yeah, when everyone's
this
kissing
is
your...
when you're really supposed to have it kick in.
Yeah, when everyone's kissing your fat ass.
Dumb ass.
Yeah. So you're not... So you're not Christian at all. Yeah. I'm testing your Christianity.
You're only Christian if everybody loves you.
All right, calm down.
But I love the Christians.
You get all worked. You know what? I'm going to put you on that View show.
I love the Christians because they're the most evil human beings.
How dare you?
If you love me, I can be Christian towards you.
Public airways and what is permissible and what is not. It's as simple as that. And right now he's...
It's simple because she's a simpleton.
Not.
But I'd love a clearer definition of what is and what isn't because I think it's a very... There's a lot of shady areas
in there.
And it's open to interpretation. And that can be a scary thing. Sometimes it seems very clear cut. But there are other cases where it doesn't.
Right.
And the hammer can come down on you. So.
All right.
It works on both sides.
I wait for the hammer. But in the meantime, I will not...
I know it's about him.
You know it is about him, and I don't think that I'm being unreasonable.
No, it's not. You're not being unreasonable.
I don't think I'm being unreasonable.
What I'm saying is that
when you get attacked the way I've been attacked, then I'm not sure that you would be able to sit here and make that same argument.
My argument is about free speech, not about
Hang on a second.
No, wait, turn it off.
Joy, you know,
I've never listened.
Hang on, free speech. Freedom of speech does not enable someone to walk into a crowded theater and yell fire. It's not right.
Absolutely.
There are limitations and regulations. There is also an ethical standard.
So spell them out.
Which
people are... Yelling fire here.
Fire!
Fire! Okay, well, Artie is.
Yeah.
Totally forgetting nowadays.
And our government
but when you
has
yell
said
fire,
that
you're in imminent danger. We're over with.
What if there's a fire in a crowded theater? Can you yell fire?
My other point with Star is that she says, you know, she doesn't care about this issue as long as it takes you down.
Right.
We have to go.
Okay, we gotta go.
She cares about fat and getting freebies.
She will allow you to cut her own throat if it'll get you.
What did she say? She's waiting for the hamburger to fall?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it could have been that. Oh. Hammer.
Who in the hell watches that show?
But how could she be this upset if she's never heard anything you said? She says, I don't listen, but she hates you.
Yeah, those women are whiny.
Man, after 30 seconds of that, I just wanted to start punching myself in the face.
I know. Because they're all like Joy's... Got it, but
yeah,
they're all still so annoying. I don't even care.
Well, Meredith even has it. It's the two others, Star and that whatever her name is.
That Survivor chick. Something's got to be done about her. That's indecent.
She won the contest to get that chair.
man, is she annoying.
Man.
Oof.
Oof.
Is that the dumb chair? Do you have to be dumb to sit in that chair?
Oof.
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 You can't yell fire.
You can't go to the...
Oh, guys hear that, those chattering,
that's it,
cackling women. You have no idea what it does to us.
Well, thank goodness we can't have overpopulation.
God, when I hear those hens going.
Man.
Howard Stern was mean to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's mean. I'm being honest, honey. I think you ought to take a good look at that engagement. I mean, aren't you getting...